Stunning and noting. Question. When I sit and say to myself, sitting, I have to do a quick body scan, at least of my legs and spine, in order to really know that I am indeed sitting. Isn't that quick body scan somewhat contrary to a one point of mind? Is one label really enough? Answer. You do not need to perform any such body scan. Trying to force the perception of sitting is not proper meditation because it reinforces the delusion of control. In tranquility meditation, it might be okay to control the mind. If your purpose is simply to calm the mind, you can force it, push it, knead it, and mold it into shape. Tranquility meditation is not for the purpose of cultivating insight, so there is no harm there as far as attaining the goal of tranquility. In Vipassana meditation, however, the focus is not the concept of sitting, but rather sitting is a description of the feelings that you experience. The fact that you are aware of the tension in your back or the pressure on the floor at that moment when you say sitting is enough. You are aware of that experience and you call that experience sitting. It is important to recognize the physical phenomena as they are. It is not so important to be aware that this is a sitting posture. Push your mind on the entire body and say to yourself, sitting. The recognition of the sitting posture comes on its own or may not come at all. This is the sanya part of vipassana. The recognition that this is sitting. Sanya recognition is unpredictable, and what you are seeing that leads you to say that you have to push it in order for the recognition to come is non-self. The recognition does not always come automatically. Sometimes it does come and you immediately know that you are sitting and you recognize this is a sitting posture. Sometimes you look and you never become aware that it is sitting. This is because it is not self. You cannot force yourself to know that it is sitting that you are experiencing. Understanding the nature of reality in this way is the purpose of practicing mindfulness. You will find that sometimes a certain sensation or set of sensations leads to the arising of the recognition that you are sitting. Sometimes such a recognition will not arise. Often meditators believe that something is wrong when they are unable to force the recognition to arise. What they are experiencing, however, is the nature of reality as impermanent, suffering, and non-self. The purpose of meditation is to see these characteristics. So in this instance, they can be reassured that they are practicing correctly.